Hey, is this thing on?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
You're really
Am I really, really faint?
yeah, you're kind of low.
Ah, start of my life. Always low. Let me just try
Well,
something here.
welcome to the Nick and Jean Show, where we talk about everything in a nerdverse. While he gets ready, spoiler warning in case we happen to spoil anything. So you've been warned. How are we doing?
The
Well, you know,
controls, Captain.
it's just another manic Monday here in the nerd world. And we've got all kinds of things to talk about today.
Hey, I just got control of everything again.
Andy's back. I
Yes,
was
I am
just
back.
telling
Yes.
our listeners that we've got lots to talk about today.
Well, we do have things to talk about. I wouldn't say it's lots. I mean, we have a lot of things to talk about, small amount of things. So, as I was playing with my equipment here, which sounds ruder than it does in my head, did you give out the spoiler warning?
I did.
Okay, so we warned them basically. If they're listening, we're going to spoil it, and they shouldn't be listening if they haven't already seen what we're going to be looking at. So.
They have been spoiler warned.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was trying to get my I was trying to be all techie and use my Bluetooth headphones to basically, plug into my app, but apparently it doesn't work that well.
Well,
Yeah.
now we know for the future.
Now we know for the future. Yes. So wow, it's been a bit of a manic few days for the superheroes and that kind of thing. But there's one thing I want to talk about before we go jumping into the Justice League and Falcon and Winter Soldier. We talk about Ted Lasso for a second.
We sure can. Well, you more than me because I've seen bits and pieces. I
Yeah.
haven't seen it like start to finish. I've seen a lot of it, but a lot of it's been watched from afar in the background. So, but
Yeah,
it
sounds.
is very enjoyable and funny and heartfelt
Yeah, I know.
and earnest
That's a good word. I
and
like that one actually. That thing that explains a lot of it. I mean, we discovered it on Apple TV Plus, and we all sat down to watch it, and we all expected it to be this like awkward situation type comedy, like The Office or Parks and Recreation, and it just turned out to be so earnest and warm and hopeful and nice. You just wanted to give it a big hug.
yeah, it was surprisingly well, it's very well written. I'm
Is very well.
looking forward to the second season.
I hope he gets a second season. I mean, it was actually it was it had all this it was just so hopeful as well, and it's actually it was really funny at the same time. So you had this hopeful, warm comedy that made you feel really good when watching it,
That's
and it
very
was
genuine.
very and just absolutely hilarious at the same time. And after going through all these like awkward, such awkward real life comedies like The Office or Parks and Rec and that sort of thing, it just kind of felt like a bit of a breath of fresh air. So I just wanted to mention it at the very beginning before we go jumping into the other things we want to talk about today. But yeah, so hey everybody,
I
if you've
would
not seen Ted Lasso, see it.
definitely put that on the watch list.
I know it's a little jump away from what we usually talk about in the Nick and Jean show, but you know what? We caught it, we watched it. It surprised the heck out of us. And good programs should be mentioned.
Agreed.
Right, so that's
Now, what the nerds are really buzzing about
Oh,
this weekend in the Nerdverse, Justice League Snyder Cut dropped.
it dropped like a huge, huge thing. I'm trying to be nice. You told me to be nice.
Well, your opinion's your opinion. I mean,
it certainly dropped, didn't it? I mean, was it me? But on Thursday and Friday, I was like, Friday, I couldn't find a damn thing about it on Twitter anywhere. And after weeks of the WandaVision, where basically you couldn't move online without getting a spoiler, it just felt bloody weird. Did it feel weird to you?
I mean, I saw some stuff here and there on
I mean, you're out there on the
YouTube, and
YouTube, so was it anything like, basically, warming up there,
I mean,
or?
there was some, there was obviously there were videos out for, a breakdown of the Snyder Cut and what was new and what was added and those sorts of things, but I think there wasn't as much because it wasn't like technically it wasn't a brand spanking new movie. It was, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I know, I know. But you think that's all the hype, it would be like hype, and it would have been like more noise. I think the lack of noise kind of surprised me, that's all. It was like, because his Justice League Snyder Cut has been hyped up to the fucking gills and back, and there was like zero noise. And it was like, really? And this is odd. Really odd. I mean, remember
Or
we
maybe
just
they're
came up.
just all in shock because it wasn't as horrible as everybody thought it was going to be.
Oh, it was certainly
Because
horrible, I thought, but
the critics, like Rotten Tomatoes, it's gotten a pretty decent score for critics, I think in like the 70 to 80%, something like that for Rotten, for critics. And like maybe like 80 to 90% or something for fans,
I'm
or
not going to trust that fan score.
that could be wrong. You have to fact check me.
I'm not going to fact check you,
Then
but
the exact
I'm not going to trust that
numbers
fan score.
I'm not saying are exactly that, but it's around that.
And you know the reason why I don't trust that
But
fan score, don't you?
my I well, I didn't think it was that awful.
Okay, I know. But tell you what, let's give us a fair this a fair due. And why don't I go first, and then you can go second? Because we were talking about this over the weekend, and you said something about this Snyder Cut, which probably have made it make more buzzy, yeah. So, why don't I go first, and then basically you go in after me, because I know you're gonna be a little bit kinder than I am, and we're trying to be light and hopeful and Ted Lasso about things, so. I'll just say a couple of words about it, then I think you should go, and then basically I think you should tell me how you thought it should have dropped on HBO and that kind of thing, yeah?
Go for it.
Okay, I will go for it then. Well, I'm going to give you a few words about the Justice League Snyder Cut. On last week's podcast, I wasn't exactly complimentary about how it came about. In fact, I basically think it should never have came about at all. I like to say a couple of things about it. First, basically, it was better than expected, but the expectations weren't high on my part. I think between the Snyder Cut and the Joss Whedon Warner Execs version, there's a decent movie struggling to get out there somewhere. But all the scenes, all the noise, all the slow motion, all the garbage, it just basically it. Didn't do anything for me. It was like watching a movie I've already seen, with extra bits shoved on the side, trying to make it look cool. And there's only about a few words I can use to really describe it. I thought it was a little, actually no, I thought it was very self-indulgent, and in the end, it was thunderously boring. I was just so disengaged by the time we got to the end part of the movie. I just kind of didn't really care anymore. So, but that's all I thought about it. We already know that my opinion's kind of colored by how it came about. It could have been a much better move than it was. They could have cut so many stuff out of it to make it more running. We could have lost the entire nightmare scenes and not even noticed they're gone. And Barry Allen does something really weird with Iris in the slow motion scene when he's rescuing her, but that's a thing for another day. And that's all I really got to say about it. I'm going to sum up in two words: better than the original, still thunderously boring. There we go. That's nice and kind. Are you there, Jean?
I'm here.
Did I surprise you by basically not ranting?
Little shocked.
A little shocked. I'm done with it. I really am. It's been such a horrible journey to get to it, and now it's dropped and it's been and gone and done. I'm just done with it. I just don't want to talk about it anymore, to be honest, truth. I don't. But I know you got some interesting things to say about it. I know you talked to me about how this series, how it should have been dropped on HBO, and I think that would have given it a huge advantage. So your turn now.
Well, go ahead and elaborate.
You want me to elaborate? Oh, okay.
Go
I
ahead.
will elaborate. We were t Me and Gene were talking about this over the weekend. We were watching it through Saturday. I was building a Ninjago City Gardens, and you were doing a few things in the background there, watching it along as well. Because to be fair, it's a 4-hour movie, and that's a lot of time, even on a streaming service. And one of the things about the Snyder Cut is it was dropped in parts. So it's like one, two, what, six, seven, eight parts. I can't remember now. It just kind of started blending into one. And you said an interesting thing on Sunday about it, that they should, like Marvel does with their series, dropped it in 30-minute sections. It was parted out that way, and I think in many ways that probably would have helped it more, because it was kind of there was some mystery play going in there here and there. And they did kind of meld one into the other, kind of, and it dropped a slight cliffhanger at every single part. So they could have had the buzz that WandaVision got.
Yep, it could have if they'd done it right, if they'd dropped it that way.
Yeah, so it's I don't know. So that's really about it. I mean, I will say it did have the most pointless cameo in the world at the end. I mean, what was the point of that? And warning everybody, this is spoilers, so we can basically say what it is. What was the point of the Martian Manhunter turning up at the end?
I think that was to kind of allude, because the stories before that Snyder had done, and he had promised those fans, certain storylines, and he was trying to give them that last of that story that he could, I guess, and in the Snyderverse, signs had been pointing to him, that person being Martian Manhunter. So he was letting the fans know that, yeah, you were correct. That's who that was supposed was go gonna. That's what he who he is. That's who he was gonna be in the Snyderverse.
Yeah,
Which, from what I understand, he has more story to tell to that.
Oh, I hope he does.
And that could possibly maybe happen. I don't know.
If it happens the same way that basically the Snyder Cut came around, basically, it's not it's gonna be nasty. And the movie was almost borderline nasty in some areas as it was anyway. I mean, that entire nightmare scene was, I mean, what was the point of that? We finished basically on a semi-high. The heroes had won. Everything was kind of like, "Ooh, we did it! Woohoo, woohoo!" And then basically just fall straight into this nightmare scene, where basically Bruce is got a small team of heroes and villains trying to basically, I don't know, get into Metropolis to kill Superman or something. And we're treated to 10 minutes of Jared Leto method acting the Joker. It's like, oh, come on, could be done? So. And he wakes up in like cold sweat and meets the Martian Manhunter, which is like, dick move on the Martian Manhunter's on Martian Manhunter, by the way, because he sat out the entire fight. And this dude is a strong and durable Superman. I mean, what was he going to do if the heroes lost? float around mysteriously?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan for that story was, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, you know what? It's dropped. They've told the story. It's out. The Snyder Cut fans got their movie. I'm hope they're hoping they're happy with it, and I'm hoping this puts a full stop on the entire affair. Because maybe this movie would have been impressive 2, 3 years ago, but we've seen better movies now. Better movies than this. And it's just it was just self-indulgent twaddle. That was Thundersley Boy.
I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was bad.
I know, but we both have both different bars for entertainment, I think. And you're more forgiving than I am. I think I honestly, if it came out as basically as a director's cut, and it was kind of like granted this, you will do your cut thing to Snyder without all the toxicity behind it, I'd probably be a little bit more open minded to it. But we've already seen the story already, and we've had to sit through Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman, and it just shows that again that Snyder just didn't really get the characters. He's more about basically here's my impressive slow motion scene than basically telling the story. And I didn't want to say too much about it. Now I find myself saying more about it.
Well, that's
I
how
know.
he wanted his story to look.
Yeah, like every other damn movie he's ever done. Yeah, it's so great. We didn't. Well, I'm actually disappointed we didn't have Martha.
I can't fault somebody for having a vision and wanting to see it carried out, even
Yeah,
if
but he didn't, did he?
everybody
He.
doesn't like that vision,
Yeah. I guess. Well, it's been and gone and done now. So basically, it's going to wander off into the streaming verse and basically disappear and die a death. And in about a week's time, nobody's going to be talking about it. It's like Stranger Things and that type of thing. They should, like you said, dropped it in 30-minute increments, and they would have got that buzz that WandaVision got.
Well, the way they laid it out in the chapters, it felt like it should have been
I
laid out
agree.
that way.
I think if anything, they're probably giving it more. I don't know, more views, more streaming, more buzz. Might have actually got people more excited about it. I don't know. It's just. I'm just tired of it. I really am. I've just seen so much toxic shit that made this movie come about. It's like, why even bother? And what makes it even worse, and I know you didn't see this, but I saw this. In the end credits, there's like acknowledgements and thanks, and it has Ethan fucking Von Scriver on there, the fucking transphobic Comicsgate douchebag from hell. Oh, that just made me real sad. Anyhow, there
Who
we go.
is this again?
Ethan Von Scriver? He's like the basically, he basically took up the Comicsgate banner for his Cyberfog comics. He used to do Green Lantern.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a bit he's he let's just say he's a bit of a phobic douche. So if you can find something to hate, you'll hate it. So pretty much, it's a bit of a bigot to say that it's to say a word, but. Plus, he's founded that entire Comicsgate movie, which is basically a skid stain in the entire comic industry. Makes me sad.
That
I'm
is
being sad. This
sad.
is my sad sigh.
But you don't have to be sad because we also got a present from Disney Plus 2
And boy,
on
was it a
Friday
present.
with the first episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Now, this was good. I mean, it was. I enjoyed this. I mean, I we it was watching this Friday night, and I just came off. I watched a couple of episodes of Staged first, so I was in like basically a very light mood, and I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed the Falcon and Winter Soldier. I mean, we had that awesome action sequence at the start. It was like, whoa! They basically kicked out the CGI budget on that one, and it kind of it was a fun ride.
And they confirmed that it starts 6 months after Endgame.
Okay.
So we are in April 2024 now.
So where's that in relation to WandaVision? I know you're keeping the score on the timelines.
WandaVision happened in the fall. It's happening in the fall of 2023.
Okay.
So an Endgame picks up 6 months after that. of 2024.
Okay.
So you're looking at like October, November of 2023. And Now we're into Endgame, which we're in now April of 2024.
Okay. So they're still winning 3 years ahead of us. Yeah. So
Cap's not there.
Cap gave the shield, didn't he?
Which was sad. And if you notice, when Sam's looking at the shield in the case, the reflection, it's on his left.
That sounds like an Easter egg thing, and I don't watch them as much as you do.
It's the shield is on his left.
Okay.
And the names on the vanished plaque are actual Marvel employees.
Oh, okay. So did you get that from YouTube videos, or did you notice that?
Some of them I picked up. Some of them I discovered watching Easter egg and breakdown videos.
Because I know you watch our floor Easter eggs more than you do. I pretty much like watch the entire thing, and you're like spotting little Easter eggs around there and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like looking for those things. But yeah,
I know you.
But yeah, it Cap's not there, and Sam gives them his shield, and so sad to see that.
I was like, Sam, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't give him the shield. Steve gave you the shield because he wanted you to carry the legacy. He chose you to carry the shield. He didn't choose Bucky. He chose you. Why are you giving it away?
And I think that's what this episode is. That's what this is going to be about. Like, it's about legacy, and you have to fight and to preserve it.
Yeah, they said he shut that legacy down.
And you have to fight for it. But it's interesting that they're showing us what the repercussions have been from the blip. We're getting an insight into how these superheroes earn money and how they make a living, and those that signed the accords, what, you know, that meant for them after the blip. And, you know, it's just really interesting to see those kind of things.
I always thought that that Tony picked up their bills. So, but saying that Falcon's was on the run with Cap after a civil war, so he probably didn't get chance to do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that was interesting as well, when they basically were talking about superhero finances, and they confirmed that basically you're a superhero in the Marvel Universe unless you're basically in Tony's good books, you don't make a dime.
Pretty much.
But that was good. I enjoyed that.
After this first episode, it leaves you, you're wondering, or at least I am, like in the beginning when Sam's on the mission, there's just some really odd things that make you wonder if his mission wasn't sabotaged.
Well, you think
if they weren't trying to sabotage and trying to get rid of him, because, and now we have this, you know, obviously this new manufactured hero,
U.S. agent. Oh my god,
U.S. agent John Walker with his gun and his little wink at the end to the camera.
I have to say something. That's Kurt Russell's son, isn't it? It's Wyatt Russell. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The camera angle and the end picture does him no favors. He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah, that mask is not doing his face any favors.
I don't think it's the mask.
He's a really good actor. He really is. I can't remember the name of the show, but there's a show he was in prior to this about the hotel room.
Is that that? Oh yeah, that's the one that Dave Bautista did one as well. There was like a Room 101 or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, that he stars in that.
Oh, okay,
And
okay.
so, but yeah, he's a really good actor. I've seen
You
him in
know,
other stuff,
I
but
don't
yeah,
doubt that
that
he's a good
mask does
actor.
not do him any favors.
I don't think it's the mask. I think it's just a camera angle.
That too.
It was like if Captain America was a Muppet, he'd look like Wyatt Earp in that mask. Right, what's the name? He's like, oh my god, dude, you're gonna be, I saw the ending picture, and he winks at the camera. It's like, oh my, you could be a week's worth of memes from that angle. He has been. It's everywhere now. So maybe it was done on purpose. Who knows? But yeah, so I one things one couple things that got to me a little bit is like, Sam, don't give the shield away. And then basically we go into basically Bucky's story, and he wakes up on the floor.
Oh God, yes,
And
we've
that's
got to
basically
talk.
that's a callback to basically Cap and even Sam saying the beds are too soft. They're so used to sleeping on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's
I
like,
like the callbacks that were in it too.
That's basically start of basically Bucky's PTSD stuff. I mean, he's basically he says, I've been fighting for 50 years.
Yeah, but Bucky, I liked seeing getting some more background with Sam and his family, and then Bucky, what's been going on with him since he was pardoned, and what that meant. You
Conditions of
know,
his pardon, that type
that
of thing.
he's got to see this, that you're pardoned, but you have to go see this therapist every day, every week or whatever, and
And
you
he's working
have to
some kind of
talk to
list.
them. Yeah, and you have to work these steps like a program.
Yeah, but yeah,
But
it was just sad seeing him wake up on the floor, and it's like, oh my
just,
gosh.
yeah, and seeing him, you forget because you look at him just like with Cap, and you look at them, the character, and you, oh, they're in their 30s. They're in their 20s, 20s, 30s. You know what I
They'll be their late
mean?
20s by
You
this point, yeah.
forget, yeah. You forget that, oh, fuck, that's right. They've been frozen in ice. They've been frozen by Hydra. You know, they're not, you know, physically, you know, they may mentally be like 30, but, and physically look it, but, you know, really,
I
they're
think physically
way
they're
older than that and grew up in a totally different era.
I mean,
And
I think they did.
Bucky, like, to watch him maneuver in this in 2024, as opposed to, you know, the era he grew up in, and things are like totally opposite different.
Oh yeah.
And just, it's just funny and sad. And like the father of the guy that he killed, you
Yeah.
know, and just him talking about his missing his son, and then just the sadness in Bucky's face. And then you could hear that Winter Soldier song starting to creep in a little bit. And then Bucky, like, kind of like squinted his eyes, like to kind of like push it down. And like,
Yeah.
you know,
Well,
just
he's
made me
right. I
feel
mean,
so awful and heartbreaking for him.
well, let's see. I mean, anyway, his last good memories before that were basically he got blown off a train, woke up to be Hydra's meat puppet assassin for 50 years, and the only bit of peace he had was basically in Wakanda.
Like a moment's peace every time he, like he said, every time he's woken up, it's to go fight, and then he goes back to sleep, and then he gets up and fights, and then he goes back to sleep. He's never had any type of calm and rest and just stop.
I mean, it is. You can see that he's playing a lot more of a haunted Winter Soldier than I've seen in the books. But and I think Sebastian Stan's done a really good job of portraying that. Basically, you know, Bucky really has
And
been
he's alone,
through the
and he's
ringer.
alone. He doesn't
Yeah,
have Steve anymore.
and he doesn't have Steve to basically lean on, and Sam's not even Sam's there.
Yeah,
So.
and right now he doesn't have Steve. He doesn't have Sam either at the moment. And then
So
you
he's
get to Sam, and he's having all these financial troubles and trying to help his family, and the government's not doing anything, and hell, it looks like they're trying to get, you know, kill him or get rid of him. And, you know, who knows? Torres may be in on it.
Taurus, that's
But
his military liaison.
yeah, I mean,
I don't
he could
think he
be
is. I
spying on that. He could be spy. I mean,
no.
I'm not saying
I
it is,
he's
but
too.
I'm saying he could, that like Thaddeus Ross or somebody like that could have him
No.
spying on Sam to see what Sam knows or doesn't know, or to see what he's doing, or
No, I can't agree with Taurus basically being against Sam. He's too eager beaver. If that makes any sense.
That makes him all the better
I
candidate.
guess, but it's going to take a hell of a character turn from when we first see Taurus. He's running around in that Humvee, basically, shouting warnings to Sam all the time. So I think if anything, Taurus is more of a patsy than anything else. But we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, I don't know if Taurus is involved, but there's always that possibility. But I
There's always a
do think
possibility.
that whether he's involved or not, I do think that the government was trying to. They didn't want Sam to have that shield. And that was obvious because as soon as they got a hold of it, boom, here's their new, manufactured propaganda hero. And here
Here's
you
our propaganda
go.
hero. Why
Here's
hit
Tep's
custom?
sword,
Yeah,
or
I'm sorry. Every time
Tep's shield, I mean. And I really love that meme that I sent you that said, like, had a picture of Loki and it was like, he's done all this crappy stuff and nobody hates him. But, this John Walker is on screen for like 3 seconds and all he's doing is holding Cap's shield and winking and winks at the camera and the entire world hates him. It's
I
like,
don't
how
know.
dare you have his shield? Sam's goddammit.
Yeah, I know. And if they do US agent like John Walker actually is in the books, we're gonna have a really big contrast to who Cap was, and that's gonna make people dislike him even more. But I think the biggest problem is I can't take the US agent seriously at this moment in time because basically he looks like a muppet at the minute, and that's not his fault. It's just that damn camera angle. I'm not being mean. He looks like basically just a muppet up inside Captain an alternative Captain America outfit. It's like, oh come on guys, how did you finish at that camera angle? Could you be a little bit higher or something?
Well,
Anyhow, yeah, but no, I think it was a good 45-minute show. I thought it was solid. I was mad like you. And basically, the government decided to basically go, here's the shield to U.S. agents. Ha ha ha, Sam. That sort of thing. It was interesting to see see how the blip was. We actually saw an insight in how the blip was really affecting people because that's not really been touched upon. We saw a little bit of that in the Inner Spider-Man. Homecoming, sorry, Far From Home, where basically they talked about the kids having to repeat a year, but that didn't speak to the financial issues. I mean, you have to think about this for a second. This is 5 years after the blip, so it's been 5 years. The world has pretty much moved on. Spouses have remarried, companies have restructured, governments have restructured, that type of thing. So they've got through the worst of it, and basically coming back to like some kind of normality, even though there's all these people missing, and bang, they're all back again. I mean, there should have been a horror show. Financials mess, relationships
And that's
mess.
why we have this new terrorist cell called the
The Flag
Flag
Smashers.
Smashers because they want a world without borders and one world.
Now I've actually got an idea who the big guy in the Flag Smashers hat was basically taking down all those people in a sort of like Steve Rogers fashion,
Yes, I
the long
do.
hair. I think I got an idea who he may be now.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Nomad.
Possibility.
I think it's Nomad. This is not the Cap Nomad. This is not the Steve Rogers Nomad that we've basically had for the past 5 years. This is basically the guy who took up the mantle of Nomad after Cap dropped it. And
Well,
I
Mackie
think
said
I
there's going to be a lot of surprises, so.
well, you know. So I think
Anything's possible.
I honestly think it's going to be Nomad. I'm trying to remember the guy's name, and it'll come to me in a couple of minutes. I think it's Rick something, but I could be wrong. But I know Nomad. It stuff. It has something in the super soldier serum inside him. Jack Monroe. That's it. And yeah, he has a super serum inside him, but it's sending him insane. So he's slowly losing his mind. If I remember rightly, but that's the comic book
a
storyline.
Possibility.
I don't know if it's going to follow it, but we've got this guy who's basically pulling Steve Rogers type moves. So, I think he's got a version of the super soldier serum inside him, but it's eating away at his mind. But the Flag Smashers are going to be interesting. So.
They're definitely and going to be an interesting addition to the mix and how that gets Sam and Bucky back together.
In some ways, yeah. I wonder how that's going to happen, but I guess we'll find out. Because it's just they're just setting some of the foundation here. We know this, we now know this story is going to be about legacy, which will be interesting how that brings. We've seen some of the main players appear now, so and we know basically how Sam's been doing, and we know roughly what Bucky's been doing in the interim. So now we get to see basically what's going to happen now.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting in the credits.
Oh, okay, credits, yeah.
Yeah, if you look in the if you there's some clues in the possible clues in the credits to things that could be coming
Yeah, I know you again you did
in this
you sorry.
show.
You did a deeper dive.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You did it. You again. Your Easter egg skills are basically on maximum here. I saw you basically trying to look at everything going on the screen. The only thing I noticed was we're seeing Aisha Bradley on there, which made me go, "Look, it's him!" And you went, "Yeah, that's him." So we I think we're gonna touch upon Bradley's legacy, which is gonna be
Yeah,
really
there
cool if
was
they
that
do.
was the first thing I was going to mention. There was
Okay, what did you see?
it said I the paper that said Isaiah Bradley, and it said search log subject number 02656, and Carl Lumbly we know has been cast in the series, so there's people are speculating that he could be playing Isaiah Bradley.
That's cool. I mean, I hope they do, because I just said that because I saw the picture. I didn't see the
Yeah,
writing.
and that's who that, yeah, that's Carl Lumbly. The picture that was there next to the Isaiah Bradley log subject, that picture, that is Carl Lumbly. So he must be playing Isaiah Bradley, or at least that's confirming to me that he's playing Isaiah Bradley because we know he's been gassed. So that's going to
Well,
come into play, and that's going to be interesting.
it's going to be really interesting that they're going to touch upon that part of the story and part of the legacy of the Captain America's Super Soldier Serum.
It's
And
about time
if
they do.
I know, but I wasn't sure if they were going to do that, because that's a pretty it's a pretty tough twist when you learn about what happened.
Well, it is, but I think it's the right time for
No,
that
I
kind of
think I'm
story to
agreeing.
be
I'm not disagreeing.
told.
I think it is. It surprised me. Marvel being Marvel, sometimes they can be light and fluffy and that type of thing. They're going to go, we're going to do this. And it's like,
I think,
wow.
yeah, I think we're going to start seeing Marvel's and Disney. They're all going to be very more inclusive, and their stories are going to be more inclusive and are going to be about real stories. And not just, the stories we think we want to hear, but actual real things that are going on in the world,
Yeah, so I know, but if
or
they
that
do this legacy thing,
reflect things that are really happening in the world.
I know. But the good thing about it is this, if we get Shia Bradley, we're gonna get his grandson. That means we're gonna get the Patriot. That means it's another young Avenger.
Yes, that's my other hope, is that's what that's leading to, is the Young Avengers.
I mean, this is like
Eventually, I know it's probably going to be a just, it's going to be a long haul, but I know that's where we're heading. I would put my life on it.
I think we're going to see Young Avengers, which means we're going to see a younger version of Kang as Iron Lad. I think I'm
Oh,
actually kind
we're
of
going
excited
to
about
see
this.
Kang. Kang has already been confirmed. He has been cast, and he is going to be in Spider-Man 3. And he is oh my gosh, I can't remember his name, but the actor that the lead actor from Lovecraft Country is going to be playing Kang, which I thought was a wonderful choice.
Okay, cool.
So Kang is coming.
Well, I thought Kang was going to be appearing first in what's it? Oh, damn. In Ant-Man 3, in the Quantumanium or what they're calling it.
I don't know. I think that might be coming out after
Yeah, I got to look
Spider-Man
at the winning
3.
order again. I
I'll
have to
have
look at
to
the
look
winning
at
order again.
they changed the release order so much. I know Venom 2 is coming out in January 2022, I think now.
Yeah, but Venom
They
doesn't matter.
they've changed the whole thing around. We're gonna have to take a look at that and get back to y'all next week with the new running order for Marvel movies.
Course, there's no guarantee it'll stay the same when we announce it, so hey.
Yeah, it could change again between now and then. Who knows?
Who knows indeed? But I'm excited because if we're getting Isla Bradley, we're gonna get his grandson Eli Bradley. And Eli Bradley is one of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe. And he is gonna be a fantastic young Avenger to add to the mix. He really is.
Or, what if
Okay, what if?
Isaiah Bradley is actually like Sam's grandfather, per se, maybe?
That'd be a heck of a connection, but
And one of his nephews ends up being the Patriot.
don't know. I to me, that kind of cheapens the legacy. But I see where you're going there. So.
I mean, that would be a connection that could possibly happen.
I guess. Actually, the only way we're going to know is find out. I mean, we're all throwing things up in the air here. But there is actually, I did see talk about basically the speculation that even Sam has been altered in some way. That's how he's basically can take the G forces and the wind abrasions from using the Falcon suit.
Oh, definitely. Well, yeah. We're gonna get that altered human, if that's what we're gonna call them, mutants.
Well, emotions. No, I don't know, because in the Marvel Universe, there's altered humans and there's basically mutants. It's like there's almost two different categories. Mutants are natural born. Altered humans are usually like some alteration via science. So,
And speaking of which, in the
oh.
credits, it said in some of the verbiage was Thaddeus Ross, Enhanced Humans Act information classified by Major Donovan of Special Unit dot dot dot.
Yeah, that's going to be linked towards the Abomination.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, so I think that's
And
linked to the Abomination
it
and
makes you wonder, could the Flag Smashers be enhanced humans from something Thaddeus
maybe they are.
Ross? And
Maybe.
are they heading for the Thunderbolts?
No, the Thunderbolts is too far
Or did they
concept for the jump at
already
the moment.
do, or did that already happen and they already tried it? You
Well,
didn't know about it. And it also said in the credits, the enhanced won't save us. And there was a power broker.
I guess these are things we're going to find out, I guess. I mean, we know they like throwing spoilers out there and little tidbits and sticks and even some red herrings. I mean, remember we had 9 weeks of Mephisto and then Mephisto never turned up. So.
No, but Mephisto wasn't actually named in the credits.
I know, I know. You know
So
what?
it's possible that Power Broker could be involved with all this.
Well, I guess we'll find
And
out. That could be the brain, but we'll
and
find it.
he has to, he's in Madripoor. He's works at a Madripoor, and he is connected to hum mutants, so an experiment. So
Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
Mephisto! It's Mephisto! I was trying to feel like we're basically that crazy guy from the basically alien architecture on the History Channel. Aliens!
Yeah.
Mephisto!
I didn't say it was
I know,
Mephisto.
I know. I'm throwing the joke at it.
I just go where the clues lead me.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think it's going to get that deep. I think it's going connected to Thaddeus. Thaddeus is connected to the Enhanced Human Project, which Bruce Banner at one point was working on with basically experimenting to get hold of the Super Soldier Serum, and basically, I mean, all the Abominations linked to that too. So we're going to see some links toward in that area. I know Jack Monroe, the new Nomad, basically had a something resembling the Super Soldier Serum, but didn't have the V2 rays to basically contain some of the after effects. Because remember, the Super Soldier Serum, as the doctor said, enhances what's inside you. So a good man becomes great, a bully becomes meaner, that sort of thing. So it enhances what's inside. So I guess we'll find out all that goes in. I mean, I'm excited about this prospect. I mean, there is lots of cool villains in the and anti-heroes in the Cap verse, for want of a better word, they can lean on, and they're all pretty much power levels around the same level as Cap, because they're slightly enhanced or have some cyborg parts to them. So I think that's gonna be an interest in itself.
Oh, I agree. I'm looking forward to it.
So
It's going to be another fun ride.
it's 6 weeks this one is, isn't it? So
I don't know. I didn't check to see how many episodes this one is.
I seem to remember reading something about saying it was 6 episodes. We've had 9 episodes of WandaVision, but
Oh, I
6 weeks
hope
of this
it's
one.
not just six. That'll be so sad. Only six.
Yeah, I know, but I always say you should
But
tell
if
the
they're like
story to
an
the
hour
series.
long, go ahead.
I'm
I'm
sorry.
sorry.
I always say you should tell the story to the basically the series, not tell the story. No, tell the series to the story, not the story to the series. So
Oh, I agree.
we don't get stretched episodes. I mean, we had those Marvel the Mar Netflix Marvel shows, which were great, but let's all face it, they were all booked for 13 episodes, and each episode is like an hour and a half long. And at some point, you get halfway going through. Do you really care about the character development for that character right there? You know,
True.
it's
And
like, oh no,
speaking
we've.
of characters,
Uh-oh.
Sebastian Stan, went out and celebrated Bucky's 106th birthday in pr and when he was in pro and he went to Prague to
Cool.
celebrate it with a friend. Him and a friend went to Prague and tr found the most authentic Pragiest European restaurant bar they could find and had them sing happy birthday and everything and
Okay.
celebrated Bucky's 106th birthday. And in an interview,
Oh, Jesus.
they were talking about it recently, and the actor that plays Sam, Anthony Mackie, said that now because we fit Sebastian Stan looked it up, and Sam Wilson's birthday's in April, so Mackie said that he's gonna throw a huge birthday party now for Sam Wilson in April, and they're gonna
Oh,
like,
geez.
I guess him and Sebastian Stan are gonna see who could throw the bigger, better birthday party for their characters now or something.
Oh my gosh! You know, don't nobody tell Jared Leto this, please, please don't. Nobody tell him that you'd be like, throwing birthday parties for all his damn characters. This is method acting, guys. We're now throwing parties for the imaginary characters that we play. Cool.
I thought it was really cute though and interesting. I thought it was
That's
kind
not
of
bad.
sweet too.
It's kind of sweet, but come on, Sebastian. You don't need to be associate. You don't need to typecast yourself completely into Bucky. But no, so we were treated to like 45 minutes of fun, superheroic show with a little bit of a backstory you have developing in the back of it, and some real world issues. I thought the Falcon and the Winter Soldier was really well done. I did read that basically it had the highest watched premiere of any Marvel show so far, any show put out on Disney Plus so far. So that's good. They must be right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
Oh,
I think
Disney's killing it.
they are killing
There's
it.
no doubt
Yes,
about
yes.
that. Disney is killing it.
And here's the thing as well. I talked earlier about basically how I went online and tried to find some Justice League stuff, on the day it dropped, couldn't find a damn. Remember, I said I couldn't find a damn thing. Friday, when Falcon and Winter Soldier dropped, it was all over the internet. What can you do, eh?
Well, yeah, it's Marvel. It's Marvel. It's
It's
Disney.
Marvel. They tell a good story, and that's what we're looking for, good stories, right?
Agreed. And I can't wait to see next week's.
I think it's going to be interesting. I'm hoping we're going to get close to basically seeing Sam and Bucky team up, but I got a funny feeling they're going to keep those guys apart to the last two episodes.
Oh,
So.
I hope not. That really make me sad. I hope they don't keep them apart that long.
I just have this feeling that it's going to take it's going to be a bit of
You
a
could be
burn to get
right.
them close together. So, but yeah, I hope we hope I think this is going good places. I think it's going to push along the Marvel superheroic storyline a little bit more. It's still going to be more of a character piece. So we're going to learn more about these. Well, I guess we can call these secondary characters. And they're not tertiary. I mean, unfortunately. Vision and Wanda were pushed into the tertiary area, but these Sam and Bucky got a lot more development because they got to basically sit in the Captain America movies, so we could learn a bit more about these two characters. I mean, I had no idea Sam had a family, but then again, the Sam I know came from Harlem, so.
Yeah, and this Sam apparently hails from Louisiana, which is also where Mackie is from. He is from New Orleans.
Do you think they did that casting so basically because of COVID things?
I could be.
And they said, you know what, we're just gonna make Sam from Louisiana and where Mackie's living at the moment because we're stuck around in quarantine, just to make it easier with the filming.
I mean, that's not impossible
Yeah,
to think that that could be the case.
because
I'm not
Sam's
ruling it
basically from
out.
Harlem. Yeah.
You know what? We're gonna look into that and we will let you know.
We will let you know in the next podcast, everybody. So be sure to tune into the next one. But yeah, so I'm just kind of curious. I wonder if they did because I know Sam's from Harlem and basically he was in DC last time we saw him, and it just felt like if he was going to return home. So this is definitely a very different Sam Wilson to the one I know and read about. So it's going to be interesting to see how this family, changes Sam because I remember Sam never really had a family before. The son that I knew, so I'm seeing a different Sam. So,
Well, that's kind of nice though, because you're getting a whole new, it's a new story for those fans that thought they knew the story.
the story people didn't know nothing in the story. So yeah, so
Exactly.
I think we this weekend, it's been a good few drops. Ted Lasso was fun. Falcon and Winter Soldier was a very good fun. I mean, I rolled into it after watching a couple of episodes of Staged, which basically you saw me rolling around the sofa of laughter, which you don't normally see. And then basically we had Justice League. So
And that's all for this week, nerdlings.
that's right.
Good night, G. If you enjoy our nerdy ramblings, then please be a peach and make sure to like and subscribe. And you can find the Nick and Jean Show wherever you digest your podcasts. Be sure to leave us a kind review, please, because it really does help us.
Yes, it does.
And this has been an Alt World Studios production.
Fantastic. You all take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.